From the Midas of Roseburg studio, clearing this afternoon with a high of 83, while clear overnight and a low of 55. Tomorrow, 85, sunny, 55 Saturday night, with a heat advisory rolling in on Sunday with a high temperature of 100. Currently 66, KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, after a week of tackling serious topics and heavier issues, we thought we'd go a little bit on the lighter side today and talk about something you could do in Douglas County, an actual activity, a place you can go. And that is Wildlife Safari, and we're joined by Executive Director Dan Van Slyke. We'll also be talking with the curator, Dan Brands, and Julianne Rose as well. And we're kind of doing this almost like play-by-play, live from the Wildlife Safari Village. Dan Van Slyke, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kyle. Nice to talk to you.
And we thought we would say stay socially distant, so we're 11 miles from each other right now. So,
well, you know, It's fun. You talk about the social distancing. We love to talk about the fact that Wildlife Safari was really designed around it. You know, we got the little saying that you are captive and they roam free. And all the way through this COVID crisis, you know, we've had a phenomenal amount of people coming through Wildlife Safari because they can do that. They can stay in their cars and they can cruise through, feel really protected, and just have a great time. But today we're gonna kind of do a different show than we've never done before. We're actually in the village area. And we thought the three of us would kind of walk around and talk about some of the new exhibits and some of the new animals and maybe describe them and maybe give you a chance to ask some questions. So if that sounds good to you.
All right. Commence with the tour.
Well, we're going to start off with the Gator House. And Julianne, you want to talk about that for a second? This is brand new to us.
It is. Yeah, we have two gators here, Jabba and Bayou. And previous to this, their house was not safe for them to live in during the winter months. Since they are animals that rely on their environment to regulate their body temperature, already winters just were not warm enough for them. So they'd have to go into winter quarters all winter long, and then our guests wouldn't get the chance to see them for half the year. So with this beautiful new house, they have a giant indoor area that is heated, so people will be able to see them all winter long. Their outdoor space, they have a nice big pool. They have a nice big sandy area, which is new for them. So it's really been fun for us as staff to watch them explore and watch their personalities really pop in this new space.
It's going to be one of the fanciest gator houses in the country, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to walk over to Red Pandas. Dan, do you want to talk a little bit about our new exhibit and even kind of how they got here? That was kind of a spectacular
thing. Well, if you guys haven't been out to Wildlife Safari, we've got the new Red Panda exhibit right off our Cheryl Ford Center. It's the Red Pandas came in from the East Coast, and so with COVID going on, it's been kind of hard to ship animals. So we sent a crew over there. We rented a RV and drove clear across the country in an RV. We had a team of four, so they took turns driving nonstop. With our two red pandas, Remy and Frankie, that are here at Wildlife Safari now. It's kind of warm this time of year for them. They're a cold-loving species, so we've got sprinklers going for them, and we also have air-conditioned huts for them. So if you don't see them during the day, they're probably laying inside enjoying their air conditioning that some of us don't get to enjoy when we're outside working all day long.
Well, these are spoiled red pandas.
You know, I got to see them a few weeks ago, and in fact, when we came into the village, that was the first place we went, and it was just, you know, just fascinating to look at their coloration and just sort of watch their expressions.
They're just neat animals. It's probably the most photogenic animals in the entire park. People just absolutely love them. Got a lot of people out here today, too. Nice day. You know, it's supposed to be, what, 85 today, I think? Getting 102 on Sunday. So well, I'd encourage people to come out today and tomorrow because it's going to really be a nice time.
And
wandering over to, go ahead.
Well, talk about the idea in the village because you get to see these animals up closer. And of course, most of the animals are out in the drive-through area, but you've even got a cheetah that folks can see. I mean, there's all kinds of different animals. What's in front of you now?
It's really cool because, like, we're walking through, even warm as it is, it's all shaded in here. Very park-like. We have park benches, and you can come and you can eat your lunch. Really picturesque. It's a chance for people to get out, stretch, get up close to the animals. A lot of smaller animals. We have a petting zoo where kids can come in, spend some time petting the animals. Walking over to a brand new exhibit that we actually just opened up. Was it yesterday, Julian?
Yesterday.
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
I would love to talk about this. These three are definitely some of the crowd favorites when it comes to our ambassador animals. They're called Patagonian cavies. Now, let me just describe them to you because they're not a super common animal. If you imagine a rabbit and a kangaroo and a baby deer all mishmashed together, you got yourself a cavie.
That is true.
And they sound like guinea pigs. So it's all these weird animals that you wouldn't think would belong together that they have traits of all of them. We've got three of them here, and they have a beautiful space that's kitty corner from our flamingo exhibit now where they can have dust baths and run around together and come up and say hello. Since they're ambassadors, they're very social, so they'll come over to the fence and say hi if you're walking past. And beautiful greenery. Our horticulture team did a great job with that.
They look like they really like it, too.
They do. They're just so relaxed out here. It's great to see all these natural behaviors from them.
Oh, this is great. This looks really nice. We ought to wander down to maybe the lower village, too, because we've got the cougar down there. We also have the train. And, you know, the train's fun. We did some really cool things around the tracks. If people came out in the past and took a ride on the train, there wasn't a lot to see. And so we built different exhibits around the tracks, mostly around birds, and it's very cool. Gives people an opportunity to see all the different types of what kind of birds do you have?
They're all rescue birds of prey that have come out of wildlife rehab cases. So they were somehow injured in the wild and aren't unfortunately able to be released. So we have a bald eagle, a turkey vulture who has the biggest personality. She's amazing. We also have two great horned owls that are each missing an eye. And then we have two hawks that are not fully flighted. So really majestic, beautiful birds. And the train tracks get you pretty close to them. They're really, really impressive animals.
And I noticed that people, when I was out there a few weeks ago, especially little kids, really still like that train and getting that experience, which takes a lot of work to maintain and keep that going.
And it, you know, it's an old train, and we've virtually, Dan, what would you say, we've rebuilt it 50 times?
Yeah, we've rebuilt it, replaced the engine quite a few times. We've got all new track work in. We found a supplier this year, so we brought in brand new track to replace some of the older stuff. And, yeah, it's an old train, but people really enjoy it, so we keep it up, and people are enjoying it.
Probably the most popular thing in the village area, and not just kids. Those adults like to ride the train.
The adults do like the train. They tend to get the most upset when they don't have it running.
So now we're walking down to the Australian exhibit. And, Dan, can you kind of tell us what we've got here?
Well, the Australian exhibit, you know, we opened this quite a few years ago, but it's our walk-through area where you actually get to walk in with the wallaroos. And we've got an emu that's out there right now wandering around with our guests. We've got black swans and Raja shell ducks. So it's a very immersive exhibit. While you're inside, you can go into our budgie aviary and purchase feed sticks to feed the birds, and they'll land on you and eat the feed stick clean. And so it really immerses you into the experience out here and makes you a part of what's going on here at Wildlife Safari, which is what we do best, because, you know, the drive-through, it's immersing you in your vehicle out in the safari atmosphere with the larger host stock. This is one where you can be in on foot.
So, Dan, you got to tell us the budgie story. So we had an escape budgie.
We had a small escape budgie, just a little blue budgie that made its way down to the elephant department. And staff called me early in the morning and said, we've got this little blue budgie down here, and the elephants are absolutely scared to death of it. And it was running around the yard. The bird was not flying. He was just running around on his feet and screaming at the elephants. And the elephants were sitting there throwing hay at him, trying to keep the bird away from him.
Oh, my.
So that whole elephant and mouse theory, I guess, is really kind of true, isn't it?
You know, the last...
The elephants, we moved the elephants off. We were able to grab the bird, who's now back in the aviary with the rest of them. But
everybody's
now the joke
safe.
Is, we got to watch out for the dangerous bird in the aviary.
You know, the last time we were in the aviary, we stayed in there for a little while. And years ago, we had birds for a few years, and we had budgies, in fact. But it had been a long time since I'd been around them. You know, when they sort of land on your shoulder or on your arm or whatever, that's kind of an interesting interaction. One of them kept trying to get inside my wife's pocket. That was kind of fun to watch, and then to feed them and have different ones come over when they saw that you had food. I think, you know, for adults, that was a lot of fun, and that's got to be especially a fun experience for kids.
When you talk about the pocket, I kind of, it reminded me of Escape from Alcatraz. We kind of think that's how he got out. We think he slipped away in somebody's pocket and out the door they went. So, because we've been trying to figure out, how did he get out of there? And I think it was in a pocket.
Wow. We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. It's a walking tour of the village. Dan Van Slyke, Dan Brands, Julianne Rose with us back in a couple minutes. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Live from Safari in just a bit on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Later on this afternoon, it's Riverbend Live. Reconnect as we keep the concert series alive when we can't have in-person concerts. Melody Schwegel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater, one of our past youth theater directors, will talk about youth theater. And then we're going to talk about cowboy poetry and Western music. And Ranger Doug from Riders in the Sky will join us from Nashville. We're going to have some Riders in the Sky music on and some music from a few of the other past Riverbend artists as well on Riverbend Live Reconnect this afternoon at 4. And on Mondays, Inside Douglas County Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. Well, it's a walking tour of the village area wildlife safari. Dan Van Slyke, Dan Brands, Julianne Rose. All right, guys, where are we at now?
We landed down in our lower village. We're standing right between the camel rides and our Wild Americas exhibit, so we have a bit of a sneak peek into the drive-through. We're going to take a minute here to talk about all the things that are going on at Safari, because yes, we've had some limitations, we've had to change up programming and adjust, but there's still a lot that we have on offer for kids and for families. A lot of our programs, in fact, are full, which is amazing, but we do still have space in our overnight camp. We're having much smaller groups this year. Everyone can be super safely social distanced. And if you come to overnight camp, you get to see Wildlife Safari, A, behind the scenes, and B, after hours. So you get to see and hear things that you wouldn't normally as a visitor just during the day at the park here. You'll get to do animal encounters that are only available to our overnight guests. You'll get to wake up to roaring lions in the morning and enjoy a frog chorus as the sun sets in the evening. It's a really fantastic experience.
A frog chorus.
A frog chorus, that's right. Those frogs are sure talented.
What age group of kids are these for?
This is a family experience, so I'm sorry we cannot take your kids for the night. I know you might want to get them out of the house, but you have to come with them. So it's available for little ones, infants, all the way up through adults. And as long as your kid is an adult with them, you're welcome to head on out to the overnight. It's a good time.
Neat. And I'm sure the reaction of kids getting to hear those sounds, because I've been out there late in the evening at events, and you start to hear things that you really don't hear during the day.
It's really fun to watch people's faces just light up. The look of shock and wonder and amazement at hearing lions that close, and also the lemurs and everything else that you can hear from our special events area. It is some fun stuff. And you know, if you don't want to travel or if you're really far away from Safari, that's okay, because we have virtual programs. We have you covered. So essentially, you can do a virtual field trip or have a virtual outreach program. Normally, we bring the animals to you, but now we can do it via technology. And we can do everything from take you into the drive-thru to meet hippos and giraffes. We're actually doing a virtual program right now with that. Or you can meet the cheetahs or meet some of our ambassador animals. And you don't have to be a school group to do this. If you just want to do this for your family, if you have a birthday coming up, if you want to do this as your little family group, you sure can. And moving into the fall, as things look like they're still going to be closed, we're still going to be trying to do our homeschool and Cub Club and all our regular family programming, but just move it online so that it's a little bit safer that way and can still offer all the fun things that we'd normally have going. And yeah. We also, for all those kids, we've got activity kits, so check out the Wildlife Safari website and you can order them. So even if you can't come pick them up, you have fun science experiments to do right at home.
And you've got the opportunity there, too, not just folks around the area, but if somebody wants to sort of explain Wildlife Safari to their family members in another state that might be coming at some point in the future, possibly, to get them connected up with one of these, and they can see Wildlife Safari from wherever they are in the country or beyond.
Absolutely. You know, Kyle, with this COVID weirdness, we've taken a different look at the park and making some changes and adjusting things that are actually opening up some opportunities that we really didn't even have before. We've been even talking about Zubilee downstream. So with the fair closures and those kinds of things, we're thinking, what can Zubilee look like? We're thinking maybe even this year it looks like a nighttime drive-through where people can come out. We'll do it for one night. We'll open up, and people after dark are going to have the ability probably to come through for more like a twilight tour. And at least something different, something really unique that we haven't done before. Even when the lines were all backed up, we realized in the lion area, it was getting a bit congested. So we're actually going to build another exhibit in the interior of that particular area. So when you drive through, you're going to have lions on the inside and on the outside with a big rock outcropping, you know, where you'll be able to showcase the lions, be able to see them really close. And so we're just kind of making those adjustments, which I think are going to open up opportunities and maybe different things that maybe normally we wouldn't have done.
Wow. Well, everybody's rethinking everything, and it's a great opportunity to look around and see what you could do a little bit different.
We were sure blessed. You know, most of the zoos in the nation literally had to close down. A lot of them still haven't opened, and they've been struggling with the social distancing and all this stuff. And Wildlife Safari, from the very beginning, we just kept her going. And it's not only been a blessing to us, but it's been a blessing to the community. You know, there's been a lot of people that have come in and around the state, and they almost look at us like the Red Cross. They're like, wow, I can't believe you're open. It's so good. Kids are driving us crazy. And so we like to laugh and think that maybe we're not only helping kids, but saving marriages, too. You can come out here and get out of the house. You're not stuck, and you can literally enjoy yourself, feel safe in your own vehicle, and just a nice opportunity.
So what are you looking at right now?
So what we're looking at is lemurs. Dan, you want to talk about lemurs for a second? Because they are very cool.
Well, we're in front of our ringtail lemurs, and so we started off with just a couple of females and a male, and we've been having some offspring over the years, and this year we are blessed with one baby this spring, and then our other female had two twins just a few weeks ago. And so this island is really active. Right now, these lemurs are just laying out there, just taking their afternoon siesta, but that's just one of the many babies in the park. In the pond below them right now, you can see thousands and thousands of baby koi that have spawned out in the last few months. So that gives you a lot of excitement. You can feed the koi that are out there in the pond. Other babies are cheetah cubs that we talked about a lot in the spring that we fostered. You know, we had four baby cubs, and we brought in two more that we fostered out. They're going to be moving into our drive-thru in the next week, so you'll be able to see them up close. We've got a baby zebra that's just a week and a half old, a kudu baby. We brought kudu. We're new into the park last year. The kudu is now up and around, moving around the exhibit in our South Africa section, is visible to the public, so that's something to come out and see. Baby bison, baby fallow deer. We're just busting at the seams with babies this year, so we're pretty excited. It's a good time to come out, especially when it's cooler out.
We're just walking by cougars and bobcat, and what we got, Quatamundes around the corner.
Quatamundes, which is the South American raccoon.
And then our main wolf.
Hmm.
And then just ahead of us is the lion observation deck, and that's kind of a cool area. You can actually walk out from the village and just watch the lions. This is a nice area. If you want to come in the afternoon, we're It is hot. We always got a little bit of a breeze, and it's just comfortable. You can come out here and sit in the shade and get out of the house. The village area is free to the public too. It doesn't cost you anything.
I don't suppose you can. I don't suppose you can cue one of the lions to make noise.
What do you think, Dan?
Probably not from where we're at right now, because we're standing in front of our Maine wolf exhibit, and our anteater is out kind of wandering around the exhibit right now. And the anteater, not out a whole lot, but when she is, it's very – people just love seeing her out there with her long snout and the tongue that's even longer that she's licking up bugs and insects around the exhibit. Her long tail, she walks on her knuckles because they've got these huge claws that they use for digging. They're efficient for digging and pulling termites out of trees and mounds and all that kind of stuff. So she's a really unique animal to see when she's up and about with the Maine wolves.
Kyle wants noise from the lions. Julianne, can you jump in for just a minute?
Oh, boy.
Roar!
I don't think that's going to work. We'll have to come out some evening and tape a program in the evening when it's getting dark. About 30 seconds left on Inside Douglas County. Dan, final things you want to share for Wildlife Safari?
Well, again, we just can't tell you how much a blessing this place is, not only for the people, but for us here to work around these people. To get paid to just help people to have a good time is just really, really wonderful. So want to really invite people to come out. If you haven't been out the park in a while, things are changing. You know, we always describe the park as like a good movie. You don't want to go see the same movie over again. So we always change the park, and want to get you out here, enjoy the park, enjoy yourselves, and have a good rest of the summer with us.
Dan Van Slyke, Dan Brands, Julianne Rose, walking tour of Wildlife Safari. Thanks for being on with us.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.